Jan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
It's been way, way too long. You know, I feel like they've kept me away from you for some reason.
Who is this mythical they, Howard?
I don't know. We can't, you know, the way we do it in South Africa is we rely on conspiracy theories and, when we haven't got answers for anything and well, and then of course it's always, finalized with a bit of poison or something. But, yeah, indeed, Jan, absolutely great speaking to you again. Tell us about the story that, that you guys are covering. Criminals are wrecking South African mobile networks for their batteries.
Yes, this is unfortunately a thing that is happening, that the police are unable to stop, and that despite some effort by the mobile network operators to stop this, they've not been able to curb. But this ramped up during load, but it's continued on where they break into base stations, into towers, right, and they take the batteries of the cell tower, the backup batteries for when the power goes down, and they make off with them. And
oh, Jan, the line is actually not a good one. I'm actually, Jan, I'm going to actually ask Lindy to get you back again because the line is not a great one. It keeps breaking up, and we do want to hear more about the story. What I'm chatting to Jan about is that MTN has warned that there is a concerning rise in battery theft and vandalism at cell phone towers across South Africa. The mobile operator recorded 125 incidents of battery theft last week alone, illustrating the scale of the problem. And of course, the impact that has is during a time of load shedding that there doesn't seem to be any decent backup. So we are chatting to Jan van Meulen about that. Jan, can you hear me again now?
I can hear you clearly now.
Perfect. All right. You were saying.
Right. So this is unfortunately a thing that really picked up during load shedding, and it hasn't stopped. And so what's happening is thieves break into base stations, cell phone network base stations, and they make off with the backup batteries that the networks have installed to make sure that the tower stays up if the power goes out. And so the thieves steal the batteries, and then they either strip them for parts that get, you know, sold, or you know, it gets used for people who are off the grid, who do not have an electricity connection and rely on batteries for, you know, to power their essential utilities in their homes. So yeah, it's a terrible situation, and it costs them a lot of money to replace the batteries and repair the base station after the thieves have been through there.
Is there a way to prevent this? I mean, it must be extremely difficult.
Yes, yeah, good. And that's a good question. There is a way to prevent this. It's an interesting one, and one that Pointing Antennas is very passionate about. And they get very passionate about it when they see stories like this and discuss it with the network operators, because they're like, hey, we've built a thing for you. Why aren't you using it? And so, yes, there's a product developed here in South Africa where they effectively encase the attractive stuff that thieves want to steal in a kind of concrete shield, that is basically impenetrable. So it costs a bit of extra money to secure the stuff in the base station that way, but it also makes it just about impossible for the thieves to break in there without an immense amount of effort and a lot of noise.
Incredible. Very, very, very concerning indeed. The other story that I wanted to chat to you about was 16 billion rand Cell C blunder. Tell us about this.
Yes, so the calculation here is that Blue Label Telecoms bought Cell C, so it announced on 5 October 2016 that it was buying a 45% stake in Cell C for 5.5 billion rand. And initially, you know, things looked good. The shareholders rewarded Blue Label with a 9% jump in its share price, but that went away very quickly. So their share price hit an all-time high of 21 rand per share, and it's plummeted now to 3 rand 51 cents per share. And so that means that if you do the math, Blue Label Telecoms' market cap shrunk from 19.3 billion to now 3.2 billion.
Wow.
That's 16 billion rand just wiped out, or value wiped out on the company. And so, you know, that the traders have punished Blue Label for its acquisition of Cell C. And Levy, one of the Levy brothers who, you know, who owns and runs Blue Label Telecom, said that the punishment does not fit the crime in terms of how the share price has been rocked since they acquired Cell C. And he tried to assure shareholders that they've got a clear strategy and vision for Cell C, that there's going to be a growth story, that it's going to be, you know, they're going to build Cell C into a very strong number three player. It's going to come through Black, which is Cell C's Netflix contender. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have this content play through Black, and that they expect Cell C's losses to narrow in 2019 and to become profitable in 2020. But in the last financial year, Cell C suffered a loss of 1.27 billion rand. And so the shareholders naturally reacted negatively to that, and Blue Label Telecom's share price was just further punished. So it's a bad situation. You know, Blue Label Telecoms has bought into a company that's dragging its share price down tremendously, and Cell C situation has not improved. It's not you know, growing into that strong third contender that we really want in South mm-hmm. Africa. You know, at this stage, it looks like Telkom is more likely to eventually you know, take that mantle, but it's still also a long way off. And so, you know, this was, what we've seen here is that the new CEO, the interim CEO for Cell C, Douglas Craigie, wrote an open letter and basically detailed the challenging situation that Cell C find itself in, which is that its debt has gone up more than anticipated. The cost of servicing its debt is a problem. It's run into cash flow problems, liquidity problems, and its business performance hasn't been good. And you know, that the debt problem is particularly concerning, because the whole point of the Blue Label Telecoms deal was to kind of alleviate the debt burden on Cell C, so that it, instead of, you know, just spending you know, whatever money it brings in on servicing its debt, that it's able to, you know, roll out some infrastructure, put down some capital, you know, capital into its network and into other projects like Black. And it sounds like it's kind of got itself back into a debt hole, that's difficult for it to get out of. So now it needs another recapitalization deal. And so, yeah, it's a tough situation for Cell C to be in. And, from what I understand, the morale at Cell C is currently quite low, unfortunately.
Yeah, I would imagine. It's a very, very unfortunate situation to be in. And, let's hope that they can stem the flow and turn it around. It's certainly not
Absolutely.
An easy ship, being this kind of a size and this very competitive market to be able to do so. Jan van Meulen, thank you. Great chatting to you. You again, and no doubt we'll catch you on the afternoon show.